Okay, let's call the special meeting of January 23rd at 6:30, Pounds Discovery to order. Can I get a roll call, please?
President Tetro?
Here.
Vice President Simon?
Here.
Director Graves?
Here.
Director Pease?
Calling.
Director Steele?
Here. Thank you. We'll open up for public comment. Seeing no public, we will close public comment. And we're going to open closed session. Agenda item, Council?
Yeah, we'll adjourn a closed session pursuant to government. I guess I need the mic on, don't I? We'll adjourn a closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9A regarding the Town of Discovery Bay Community Service District versus SWWC Inc. Case number is listed on the agenda.
Okay, yeah, okay. I'd like to. Yes, it is. I'd like to return to open session pursuant to Government Code 54957-1.
There's no reportable action coming out of closed session.
Okay. I will adjourn the closed session, and we'll reconvene in about 1 minute. Okay, I'd like to welcome you all to the January 23rd town meeting of Discovery Bay. It is on. Thank you. Can we have a roll call, please?
President Tetro?
Here.
Vice President Simon?
Here.
Director Graves?
Here.
Director Pease? Director Steele?
Here.
Okay, and if you all stand and join with me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Going to open public comment. The public may comment on any item on the agenda that is before the board for consideration. Any person wishing to speak must come up to the podium. There will be no dialogue between the board and the commenter. Any clarifying questions from the board must go through the chair. So I will now open for public comment.
I'll go first because I'm paused.
All right then.
I might have you talk. Anyway, I'm Dennis Park. This work really should be on board of this. Yeah. I'm Dennis Park, 5103 Cabrillo Point. Been a full-time resident and homeowner in Discovery Bay for 20 years. Been active in the Discovery Bay Athletic Club during almost all that time, especially during the last 8 to 10 years. Also belong to health clubs elsewhere in the Bay Area while I was a member at the club here. Despite belonging to other nicer clubs, use that term loosely, the Discovery Bay Athletic Club was a club I used almost exclusively because it's a club of convenience and it's also a club with a lot of great members. The club is a key part of my family's life. I taught my kids how to swim there. 3 years ago, I was in a near-fatal accident, unable to drive for many months. And it was the ability to get down to a club that was convenient made it possible for me to recover more fully from my injuries. I've watched other members do similar things, bringing their kids in to learn to swim, other members that were suffering from recovery from cancer or other kinds of health issues have been able to come down there and get back on their feet, and just watching members in general get more healthy. I was excited to hear that the town had finally come together and was able to solve this issue we've had with the community center. I thought the property that they chose was perfect for that. I was also interested to see what they were going to do with the club, because over the years I've watched the club going down the hill and regards to repair. Fortunately, I was a little disappointed last lack of communication has been coming out the last many months since they've been putting this plan together. I know some of that's because of restrictions on any kind of negotiations that might have been going on. But I'm also confused and concerned as to why we'd want to encourage our citizens to go to Brentwood or elsewhere for services, whether it's health club or other, when we have a facility here that could meet our needs with a little work. I grew up in a town of 800 people. 800 people that had minimum wage jobs. When that little town decided to do something, they could do anything. They built a pool 1 year.
They got a world-class school complex. That's really unbelievable. Museum that town has is comparable to what Holt Museum is in Stockton. Library that little town has is comparable to what Brentford offers. A little town of 800 can do all of that. I'm sure a town the size of Discovery Bay can do a lot more. We just have to have some rallying point. And this property is a perfect issue or situation for that. We can put together just a world-class community center, and at the same time, we can offer the citizens a great health club. I would strongly encourage it, and not even consider closing the health club. It would be a big mistake for our community and be a big mistake for the members that are already there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Tammy Cruz, and I'm an employee of the athletic club for the last 15 years as a fitness trainer and instructor. And Discovery Bay is a very active community, and our members come to the club to maintain a healthy lifestyle. If you close the club, you will be forcing the residents of Discovery Bay out of their community and right into the arms of the nearest club in Brentwood. I feel that we can make this happen with some creative scheduling, with our dedicated staff, with our patient members. Mm-hmm. We can keep the club open and work all together to make all the necessary repairs. And as a staff member, it's been very worrisome the last few months not knowing if I will have an income or not. So I look forward to a rapid transition and a very successful one. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Lila Strayer. I'm the one that Tammy's talking about. I've been a member for 25 years, mm-hmm. since I've lived in Discovery Bay. And I'd be lost without it. I especially love the outdoor pool. That's my thing now as I've gotten older. So for the winter, I had to join a club in Brentwood, and I hate it. Getting in the car, it's cold and warm, driving to Brentwood. But I have to have some activity in my life, and that's what I do now. But I want this club to stay open because it's been a great source to me for the 25 years that I'm here. And I hope you people will keep it open. Tammy has done a wonderful job here, very sincere working person, and dedicated to the club. She's a good person and very willing to make it go on as we all would like it to be. So I hope you keep the club open.
Thank you.
I'm one of the oldest members of this club.
I'm one of the youngest members. My name is Glenn Sparks. Long-time resident, and just here on behalf as well of supporters of the club. All the comments I ditto. We hate to see people go to another area. I know that in formal conversations, though, there's a lot of support for the club. And actually, I'm really excited about this opportunity because I think before you have an opportunity to really turn this community-centered club into a great thing. It was such a jewel for so long. We came out here in the mid-90s and caught the tail end of the good years, and all of a sudden something happened. But yet, you know, the tennis association kept thriving, got a lot of things done. Great instructors like Tammy kept up the fight inside the club. And so good things are still happening despite enormous competition. You know, when you have stuff in Brentwood and Oakley, it's pretty attractive. So there's been a good base of community members that have still supported the club. But at the same time, it'd still be nice to return to those days where you could drop off your kids in a wonderful facility. You could have birthday parties and things like that out in the park area that's in the back, when the pool's kept up, when the equipment was shiny and new. So I certainly can understand time for renovation, and I understand that there's going to be some of that transition time. But, of course, people are worried. People have rumors left and right. So the more clarity we can get to the issue as soon as possible would be greatly appreciated. But at the same time, I think there's a lot of opportunity, a lot of possibility to go forward, because it's been just sort of this membership, this core base has kept both the tennis and the aerobics and so forth going, but it can be so much more like it was back in the day. Anyway, appreciate your support and consideration. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm Okay, Amanda.
Make sure you guys talk directly into that mic because it's recorded.
Thank you, Director Simon, Tatro, Grace, Steele. I am so pleased that we're where we are with the community center. I just think it's been a long time coming. I've lived here for 15 years, been a member of the club since it first opened. And when I first moved here, it reminded me of the one, the community center we had where we grew up, which had a pool and it had a gymnasium. It had skating and things like that, too. And it was one of those things where you could pay either a day use fee or you could have a monthly membership. And so I thought, boy, this kind of feels more like a community center than a club. And so ever since we started talking community center and I started getting more involved in the community, I thought, this is it. And so when everyone decided this was going to be the location, I was really excited about that. And I'm looking forward to hearing a little bit more about when the transition is going to happen. I know there's a lot of logistics about taking over a club and just trying to open it right away. I'm hoping that we can, I don't know what it's going to take to expedite that process, to start maybe putting someone on staff there to keep it open, maybe in the transition, opening up part of the club up and then taking care of one part, you know, one section at a time. Thank you. One improvement at a time. So if we're keeping the health club part open, maybe we're just saying, you know, pardon our mess over here for a little while we take care of this, and so that we're never closing it down. My main reasoning for that would be because I think our main concern with the community center was how are we going to afford this place? And so with over 250 members right now, we could continue that revenue keep coming in. And if we close it, even for 3 months, we would be looking at a situation where we've lost those members. They've moved on. How are we ever going to get that revenue back to keep the club open? So I'm really hoping that you'll consider trying to find some kind of way to make a seamless transition and keep the membership going. Thank you.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sandy Rebar, and I also am an instructor over at the club. I teach a few classes over there. I've been a community member for 27 years, and most of that time have been involved with the club as a member. I actually, long time ago, had that spring floor installed there as I rented the facility as a dance studio at one point. And so, and there used to be community events going on there. It was really a lot of diverse things going on there. You know, my interest now is, like many have said, that is to help to see a renewed vigor in the community. I think we can get a lot of excitement going about renovations to the property, the potential of the property. I think that a lot of good community spirit coming alongside the projects that you have, you know, will go a long way in having people be patient with the renovations. And so I think a couple of people also, I would restate that we have a member base that has demonstrated such great patience, responsibility, as you know, the facility has really dwindled and people still stick because there's a great spirit there. So they will stick, you know, if there can be some usage. You know, during the course of renovations, I think that's really my main hope to see happen, if at all possible.
Thank you.
So, Randy Vieira, Rose and I have been out here for 24 years, almost 25 years, and the community center. This idea, we also belong to the gym, is a great idea. We have two grandchildren, and being able to use the facility with them has really been a help, especially this past summer, and teaching them how to swim. It's very convenient for health-wise. 4 years ago, I had a heart attack, and I was on the treadmill here when I had that heart attack. So I've really kind of changed my lifestyle, but I'm able to walk to the gym. I don't have to get in the car and go somewhere else. It's very, very convenient for us. And just it's just a new, healthy way of lifestyle. And to take that away from Discovery Bay, it would be really a tragic thing. I mean, you know, we have a very special community out here, and I think, like everybody says, with renovations and keeping it open, we could probably build it back up to where it used to be. We're a very busy place.
And we're very proud of this community and the new community center. But keeping the health club open at this time, I know down the road there are going to be changes, and they're going to be great changes for our community. But keeping it open at this time so that we can continue our membership, we will financially support you. We will work with the renovations. We don't have a problem with that. But keeping it open is really important to us, and it could be revenue for us as a community. And if we learn down the road there's going to be other events held in our new community center, we'll be right there to support that. So if we could just keep the ball rolling, I think that's a good thing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else?
Yeah. All right.
Hi, my name is Kristen Brooker. When my husband and I got married, the first thing we did, we moved out here, and the first thing we did was look for a gym. And we were so excited to know that it was right here, right in the middle of town. We started walking and running to the gym. My three kids have grown up there since the age of 3 months old. They started going there into the kids' club. We stuck it out. Not the prettiest thing. We didn't stay for the smoothie bar and the beautiful locker room because they don't have those. We could have left, but we stayed because it was convenient, because there's a sense of community there. It's small town feel. I like going there. I like knowing who's there. It's just enjoyable to go there. And during the summer, the pool is just amazing. Friends, we text each other, say, hey, let's meet at the pool. And a group of us will come down, and it's so exciting to see that pool filled with people and kids having fun. So I plead with you, it's a great opportunity, and I think we could get people back and actually get revenue. I have a lot of friends who left because it's kind of fallen apart, and I know that we would get people back if we renovated and turned things around. So thank you, and appreciate your time.
Thank you.
I'm Frank Tisch, and I'm representing the Early Bird Tennis Group. We have approximately 10 to 20 people. This morning we had 12 people show up. We meet at 7:30 or 8 o'clock these days, and we just drop in and play tennis. The average age, I presume, is around 65. Yeah. I'm 77. I also had a heart problem, and I'm sorry, as well as shoulder operations, knees, and the rest of it. And we look like kind of a group that looks, we're very pleased to see us out there moving instead of just lying around. None of us really want to move out of the area because it's quite a hike over to the next good tennis operation over on Empire Street. And we have lost a few members to that, probably because of lack of towels and things like that, amenities that the club could offer, and I think the community service center could do a good job of that. So we look forward to the new ownership and some vitality in the club. We did form a tennis association, which Glenn mentioned before, and that's a larger group of about 150 to 200 people, all the tennis players. But I represent, as I mentioned, the older folks. I don't know, Lila, whether you're older than I am or not.
I think I still am older. But
it's great for us to have a place to exercise and enjoy our social life, and we have a lot of friends. We like getting together at the clubs. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name's Darlene Tarantino. I've been member of the club for about 19 years, lived here in Discover Bay for the same amount of time. As soon as I moved here, joined the gym. Along with the Tennis Association that we have also have tennis leagues. If the club closes, the leagues can't continue our games and our matches. We have a match tomorrow morning. It's a home match. And it's going to be rained out. But the club has always been wonderful. It's gone through a lot of transitions. I do know that a lot of the old members will come back when we start fixing it up. I see no reason that it has to close while we fix it up. We have been through so much as members of the gym, and we've seen it go downhill. It's only exciting that it'll be fixed. And people will still come to the gym even if work is being done. If you're painting, paint after hours. Carpet cleaning, clean carpet Sunday afternoon. The parking lot, business can still operate. There's no reason to close. If you close the gym, people will go to other places. You might not get them back. But besides that, the loss of revenue for the town, because all those members that pay their monthly dues, if you close it, you're not going to be collecting any dues. You have to find some way to credit everybody back, because a lot of it's automatically deducted from the checking accounts. So that's a big issue in itself, of how you're going to credit everybody for the amount of time you're going to be closed. So it's a big loss of income, as well as loss of members. So I hope you guys can do the transition, keep the club open, and keep the income coming.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jay Wisner. I'm one of the tennis workout spin group. So that covers the whole thing, I guess. My concern is that if you close the gym, even for 30 to 60 days, you will lose at least half, if not more, of your membership, and you will not get it back. And if you make that decision, those members are going to be gone for 6 months to a year. So these people that are here, especially the ones that are in this room right now, have stuck through you guys thick and thin. I've been a member since 1988. I've watched the highs, and I've seen the lows. And we are at about as low as it can go. So your input and your income would do us great to make it a better place for the community and for all of us. But like I said, if you close it, you're dooming yourself to a long, long get back of getting all these people to come back. Because I'll be gone. I can't play tennis, you know, in a closed gym. Well, I could if I broke through the bars. Never did that. Never happened. I know other people that have. So I would fix those bars like tomorrow. You know, shoot right through and they're about to fly, and I can play the spots. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jim Madison.
Oh, really?
I'm just going to summarize what you heard here tonight. Keep the gym open. We need to know ASAP when the decision's going to be made to keep it open or do anything with it. I think we're doing an injustice to not only the 250-some-odd members that are there now by not letting them know what's going on with the gym, but to the whole town who still doesn't have a clue what's going on with the gym one way or another. So just so you guys know, there is a meeting here tomorrow for the community center committee, and all you guys are invited to come back again and have a little bit more input to the community center itself. And the other thing that I'd have to say is, you know, even if you have to call a special meeting, you know, ASAP the next week or so, but you got to let the town know what's going on with the gym, whether it's staying open or no, because what these guys said is very true. Everyone right now is they're going. All they hear is the negative stuff, negative, negative, negative. So I think it's our due diligence to be a positive influence on this town and turn that around. Thank you very much.
Okay, last call. Okay, I'm going to close public comment. And just as a comment, let you know that this particular item will be handled under item K, under committee updates. So just If you're following along on your scorecards, that's where we're going to cover the item. So next, we're going to go to any presentation?
None this evening.
Okay. We're going to go to President and Director's comments. Any comments, Dr. Steele?
I attended.
Okay.
Yeah, I attended the Byron Union School District Trustees meeting on Thursday, January 17th. I think overall they're doing well with their improvements in equipment and training. There was an update on campus security, and they're doing a complete security review of all of our schools, and there's some training going on with the administration on how that's going to roll out. There's some concern about the sheriff SRO support. The funding for that appears to be running out, and so there's going to be some fundraising or more community awareness on how that sheriff helps out the schools and protects the students. So anyway, it was well attended, and I'll pass the report down. Thanks.
Please.
Yeah, and I attended, on behalf of the board, I attended the Aviation Advisory Committee as well as the East Contra Costa Fire Protection District meeting. And the new officers were elected for the East Contra Costa Fire Protection District. Kevin Romick is staying in as president for the time being, and Joel Bryan is vice president. The board's taken a new complexion. They've eliminated the representation by Oakley and Brentwood councils. Or board of their town councils, I guess, and have gone to appointed public individuals, which we'll see how that plays out. I mean, it's kind of a combination of both, but so there's been a change in the complexion of the East Contra Costa Fire District. Don't know how that's going to play out at this point. It's going to be status quo for a while. They got the grant that they needed to open back up the Knightson Station. And because we are a move-up district, that benefits the whole district, even though the other two stations remain closed. It does help with response times. The response times in the report, there's a list of response times in the back of the report. No dramatic changes for Discovery Bay, really. The most dramatic changes were for Bethel Island. They went up exponentially because of the Knightson Station closing. And they're coming back down again, but they are at extreme risk out there of response times of over 13 to 14 minutes, which is way above industry standards. So anyway, and nothing to report other than turning my written report for the Aviation Committee.
Question, the cities, did they go all public or did they have a mixture of both? I thought they had a mixture of...
It's a mixture of both because Steve Barr is still on it, Kevin Romick and Eric Stonebarger are still on it.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Mr. Simon?
Nothing.
Okay, I have nothing. Okay,
so I'd like to, if I can add one last item,
sure.
While it's not necessarily to reference under the President's Board Director's comments, is this past Saturday, three board members and myself did attend the State of the Town Address, so that was a very nice evening with the Country Club, and I'd like to congratulate former board member and Jim Madison as being named Citizen of the Year.
Big shoes to fill, boy. Let me tell you.
It would
have
been the tie, by the way, Kevin.
All right. Thank you. Okay. On to the consent calendar.
I'll move to approve the consent calendar.
I second.
Okay. Any public comment on the consent calendar? Hearing none, I'll call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Passes 4-0. New business. Number one, adopt ordinance number 22, and staff, if you'll take over that.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. This evening, the item before you is the adoption of an ordinance regarding park rules and regulations regarding the parks in town that are owned by the district. Parks and Landscape Manager Farron Perez will introduce this item and present you all the information necessary in order to make your decision this evening.
Good evening.
I'll
go over this a little bit more since we have quite a few extra people in the audience. We did bring this to the board on January 2nd, the first meeting of this year. It's the adoption of ordinances that would put into, that would play along the rules and regulations that the board had adopted in 2011. We had not created an ordinance to go along with those rules and regulations, so at this point they are not enforceable by law enforcement. This adopting the ordinance would allow those rules and regulations, specific ones that are chosen, to become enforceable. Key rules and problems that we have that will be addressed in this ordinance will include the prohibition of alcohol and tobacco within the parks. It'll establish the parks as a drug-free zone, and dogs on leashes will also become part of the ordinance here. There is a clause that anyone who violates the ordinance would be punishable by a fine of $250. There's also a fee of $750 for signage if this goes into place, and it would not go into effect until 30 days after the adoption of the ordinance, if you so choose to do that tonight. Pretty much a summary.
Do the fees go to the town?
No, that would be for the Sheriff's Department to enforce, so we're not collecting those back. That's just part of their enforcement, so our rules are getting enforced in the parks.
Okay. Theron, this only is affected to two of the parks here, because the other two, they do have jurisdiction in currently, and they can enforce the rules because they still own them, is that correct?
The county parks still have their own ordinances that apply there. It's a separate set of ordinances. It's similar, but there are some differences. They are enforceable there. Okay. When we took ownership of the parks, we need to create our own
absolutely
ordinances.
And then Bill, one other question. With regards to the restrictions, the restriction of alcohol, would this ordinance disallow any individual permit? If somebody decided they wanted to have an outdoor wedding reception, let's say at the park, and they wanted to have champagne, could they get? Does this eliminate any possibility of a special permit for that day that they could apply to the town for? Just a thought.
I believe that it would, unless we change the
that
wording.
Wrote that in the ordinance.
Yeah, without like a...
Do you have something on that, Rick?
Yeah, we were... The intent was that at a later date, we would come back and amend it to allow the board the opportunity to provide that flexibility. The conversation centered around more at the community center versus one of the parks.
Actually, that's what I had in mind. I'm thinking as we move forward with the community center, we may have a banquet area. And if we put this restriction in our park district, which the community center would be a part of, then we're restricting that. I wasn't really thinking about drinking in the park, but in a future date. Okay, thank you.
And I'd like to add one last thing. The Sheriff's Department did participate in the discussion with respect to this ordinance, and they did weigh into it, and they did provide valuable input.
And this this ordinance is going to cover what parks immediately?
Our Roberta Fest Hot Lot, Cornell Park, and Ravenswood. It also includes our hiking trails, community center. Had ownership of that, and then once the county parks transfer, if and when, it would apply to this as well.
Any other questions? Mm-hmm. Any questions for the audience? Okay, so
I would make a motion that we adopt ordinance number 22.
I'll second that.
Okay, any other truck questions? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. This is a public hearing, I'm sorry. Mr. President. And we do need to waive the first reading.
Okay.
I didn't see that in there.
I didn't either.
We need to waive the first reading, which you can do, and then it will come back at the next board meeting, and I believe it will take effect 30 days after that meeting.
Excuse me, Counselor. Can I amend the motion?
You can amend the motion and just ask for the second to accept your amendment.
Okay, I would like to amend that motion to include waiving the first reading of the ordinance, and I would ask if my second
I'll accept that.
Then I guess that motion carries.
In terms of the public comment, you've already asked for public comment, yes. So in terms of the public hearing, I think you've completed that.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Aaron. Item two, introduce draft ordinance 23. I have a question, Rick. We used to ordinances used to be, you know, some numbered and plus the year number.
Dash 13 or something.
Yeah. Those refer to resolutions, not ordinances.
Ah, thank you. All right. Okay, anyways, moving on.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. This item has been before you, I believe, on two previous occasions. It is a draft ordinance. The board of directors adopted the establishment of the compensation for the board of directors. Back in December and again on January the 2nd, the board voted to proceed with an ordinance that would adjust compensation of the board of directors in accordance with Government Code 61047, as well as Chapter 2, commencing with Section 2200 of Division 10 of the Water Code. The proposed adjustment would increase compensation $15 per meeting to $115 per meeting, and that it shall not exceed more than six meetings in a given month, and that is defined in Government Code 61047. It's important to point out that the last time that any action was taken on this was, I believe, back in 2002. And so the board did vote at the last meeting to make that increase. The adoption of the ordinance will take place at the next meeting on February 6th, and it would become effective 30 days after that date. There's a draft of the ordinance is attached to the report this evening, and so the recommended action, if the board chooses to do so, would be to waive the first reading and set the date for the adoption of the ordinance. The board of directors of the town of Discovery Bay establishing the compensation for the board and designate the district's legal counsel to prepare a summary of the ordinance for publication. That publication, as well as the last one we failed to mention, that it does need to be published in a local newspaper of general circulation at least 10 days prior to the meeting, or 5 days prior to the adoption of the adoption action. So it will also be published in the newspaper.
Okay, any public comment? Okay.
I would make a motion that we waive the first reading and set date for adoption of ordinance number 23 as voted upon by the board at the last meeting, and that we move forward with the legal procedure.
I'll second that.
Any additional comments? Call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No. It fails.
It fails. Now, okay, that's nice politics, but it'll be on the. I would bring this motion back when the full board that voted on it before is here and can make this amendment. Thank you. That's pretty cheap. Yeah. Thank you. That's really cheap.
I get this. The
Viola report, Bernie Sadler is out of town and out of state today. As you know, this meeting was originally scheduled for last week and had to be rescheduled for tonight, so he's unable to make it. However, the report is attached for your review. He will be here at the February 6th meeting to make the presentation of this report at that time, and then get back on the regular routine schedule. But the report is included in tonight's agenda packet, and it will also be included in the next agenda packet as well.
Okay. Manager's report.
I don't have any this evening.
Or the general manager's report either. Then. Nope. So,
I do have one for in the general manager's report, just to give the board and the public an update. We recently, as you know, completed the handicap access ramp outside, and the building is scheduled to be painted. The handicap access ramp was repaired. Some of the missing panels in the building have been replaced and repaired, and it's scheduled to be painted beginning Monday. So that will be taking
Rick,
place.
Let me ask you a question on that subject. Uh-huh. You were talking about filling in the between the bars, so somebody couldn't fall through the bars?
Here in the ramp?
Yeah.
It currently meets all code requirements because it's not that high. There was a certain requirement in terms of vertical clearance between the ground and the top of the ramp, and we meet that requirement.
Excellent. Thank you.
Legal report?
I have nothing.
Okay. Committee updates. Anything on number one?
Nope.
Establish Community Center Advisory.
Yes, Mr. President, members of the board, the folks in the audience are certainly interested in this item. Back in November, at the November 21st, 2012 meeting, the board voted unanimously to establish a community center advisory committee comprised of two board members as well as three public members at large. At that meeting, board member and now former board member Madison was appointed to that committee to serve as one of the three at-large committee members. Staff circulated a press release. It was in, I know it was in at least the Discover Bay Press. I'm not sure if it was in the man is nodding her head. It was in the Delta Sun-Times as well. And so we did receive a number of applicants to sit on that committee. Those applicants are attached, their resumes are attached to the report. This past Friday, Directors Graves and Steele reviewed those applicants with myself and made recommendations at that time to reconfirm Director Madison and ask the board to appoint Paul Emmett and Diane Alexander to that committee. And it would require the adoption of a resolution to establish, to formally establish the Community Center Advisory Committee, and that would be Resolution 2013-02. The Community Center Subcommittee, consisting of board members Graves and Steele, may have some additional comments to weigh in at this time, but that was the direction that we moved forward with after the meeting on the 21st, as well as after our meeting when we met this past Friday to make the selection.
Yeah.
Did you have something?
Yeah, I just say that all the applicants are good community members and would give us a lot of great input, and I would encourage all the applicants and everybody in this room to continue to bend our ear and give input. This is a community, and it's a community center, and it doesn't happen with just five guys up front. It happens by the community, and so continue being involved. Thank you.
And I'd just like to take this opportunity to define the role a little bit in the procedure. As I heard the comments coming forward, there was a lot of concern about the club closing, and the board, as it sits here in this room at this time, hasn't had any chance to make those decisions because we had to establish a community center committee. The community center committee has now been established, and it will now address a lot of the concerns we heard here tonight and then make recommendations to the board. There's been absolutely no decision in any way of what to proceed with except to close escrow on the property and take care of all the details. And they were numerous and hundreds of infinite details to take care of in order to make that combination sale actually occur. Now we're ready to focus on that. Our first meeting's tomorrow night. There'll be a full board here, a full committee seated at the board here, and I would encourage you all to come and give Reader's Digest version of what you gave us tonight for the benefit of the other members that aren't here of the committee and work with us and continue to support that committee as we will set a schedule that will have answers soon as well as what to address as escrow closes. And then we will bring those recommendations back to the board, but we've looked very carefully at the schedule to make sure that we have an opportunity to do that prior to escrow closing and the club actually changing hands. That's all I have. That was enough.
Okay, so will you guys make a motion for this? Public comment? Any comment?
Well, is there an action? Oh, yeah, there's
an action. Yeah, make a vote. Any comments on the choices? Okay, no public comment?
All right. I would make a motion that we accept the slate as presented.
I'll second that.
I assume your motion includes adoption of the resolution 2013-02, correct?
That would be a good assumption. Thank you, Council. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That's on board. Item two, community center update. Staff?
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. Again, this is probably of extreme interest to the majority of the folks in attendance this evening. What I've been doing with this item in the past is just giving an update on the status of the transactional escrow, if you will, of the community center or the athletic club changing hands from its current owners to the town of Discovery Bay. The church, Delta Community Presbyterian Church, let me back up a little bit to give you a little bit of history on this. There are three sellers and there are two buyers, and it's a very complicated transaction since one of the buyers is a public entity and the other buyer is a church. And it required lot line adjustments and it required development plan modifications. So those have all been approved. We received the development plan modification approval effective today. I anticipate receiving on Friday the approved lot line adjustment. I spoke with the planner on that yesterday, and he anticipates having that over to us today. As a result of that action, we have now met our contingency date. What that means is we will now put into escrow the remaining funds of the deposit, not the money to close the escrow, but to finish the deposit portion of it. And then we should be closing probably between 15 and 20 days after that. So we're looking at probably a mid-February close of escrow on this process, on this transaction. With that said, there was an opportunity that there were a number of documents prepared as a result of this transaction. One of which was the appraisal. There were some site evaluations that were performed. There are a number of facility inspections that were performed. There was a litany of documents that were prepared as part of our due diligence to make sure that there were no contaminated soils, that the appraisal was done appropriately, and that sort of thing. So now that our contingency dates have been met, effective with the receipt of the letter of the lot line adjustment, which I anticipate to receive on Friday, those documents that we have restricted their access to for proprietary reasons in the event that there was an opportunity for another buyer to potentially interject themselves, we did not want them to have access to our documents that were considered proprietary and that we had paid for. So effective Monday, those documents will be readily available to anybody that would like to see them. And I would like to remind also the board as well as the public that we do have the Community Center Committee meeting tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. has been referenced here in this building. Thank you. If you have any questions, I'll be pleased to answer them to you.
So just for clarification, then, General Manager Howard, those documents, all the documents now that were developed to purchase the community center are now being released to the public, and that was then the reason for not doing that was because of contingency. The contingency basis wasn't met yet.
That's correct. There was one opportunity in the transaction that allowed the seller to reopen or to get out of the negotiations and go to potentially another seller or to another buyer, I might add. And that contingency will have been satisfied with the receipt of the letter we anticipate to receive on Friday from the county approving the lot line adjustment, and that is the last due diligence and contingency item.
Thank you.
So far, so good.
Any other comments? Any questions from the community?
Stand up.
Please come up to the podium.
Eric, question. Over the years, there's been a lot of discussion with the Hoffman money and all the different things in regards to that was brought together. Will that be coming out in something formal through the papers, or is that?
Oh, it's staff address.
We have been working closely. I refer to it as the triple flip. There are three parties to the transaction: the Hoffman Development Company, the County, Contra Costa County, as well as the town of Discovery Bay. These are documents that were entered into and approved prior to our formation. They were approved, I believe, in 1996 or 97, if I recall correctly. So they were just pre-formation of the town of Discovery Bay Community Services District. Those negotiations with the Hoffman Company are continuing, and we anticipate a resolution on that soon, and we think it will be very favorable.
Any other comments? Okay. Then there's no action on this item, so we'll move on to correspondence, just that they're there. Any comments on any of the correspondence? Hearing none, we'll go on to item M, public record request. Any questions on that? Further agenda items, I think Director Graves,
that we'll
have what?
Yes, I did, and we'll have to obviously put that off until we have a full board.
That would probably be the way to work. Okay. And hearing that, we are adjourned. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.